Gospel reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. A man with leprosy came to Jesus and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the high priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Christ. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you that you have given us your word, which is truth and light and grace. May you enlighten our minds and open our ears and soften our hearts as we listen to it now, that we may see Jesus and him only. And we pray in his name. Amen. Well, you've probably noticed that it's that time of year when television begins to get flooded with television shows about Jesus. I remember this every year since I was a little kid. There are documentaries on the History Channel, on all kinds of different networks about the crucifixion and the resurrection and the historical nature of who Jesus was and the archaeological evidence of things that happened. And essentially all of them are seeking to figure out what makes Jesus unique. And today we come to a story in the Gospels where we have the advantage of being able to see what makes Jesus unique through the lens of someone who had leprosy. And so here's the question I want to pose today. What makes Jesus unique? And this story tells us there are two things. The people he welcomes and the punishment he suffered. Many things make Jesus unique and worthy of worship, but two things in particular that impacted this particular man with leprosy forever. The people he welcomes and the punishment he suffered. So let's look first of all. The first thing that makes Jesus unique is the people he welcomes. Now, obviously the main character in the story who is encountering Jesus is a man who had leprosy. Now, it seems a little odd for us because it's not every day or maybe never for that matter that we encounter people in our own community who have leprosy. But in biblical times, it was a big problem. It was widespread, as it still is in certain parts of the world. And if you had leprosy in New Testament times, you were excluded from society. You were cast out because you were believed to be physically contagious. Furthermore, not only were you excluded from society because you were believed to be physically contagious, you were excluded from the faith community. You were excluded from the church, from the synagogue, because it was believed that the reason you had leprosy was because you had committed some kind of terrible sin. And so you were an outcast socially, an outcast religiously, and there were strict laws about this. If you had leprosy, there was a stigma upon you. In fact, if you were an ordinary citizen in New Testament times, you were forbidden to even come near someone who had leprosy, and if you touched a person who had leprosy, you and the leper were required by law to be killed by stoning. If someone with leprosy was to even approach you, that person was required to be killed by stoning. Pretty strict issues surrounding this. And yet we come to this story, and we see a man who is in that category, and he begins to approach Jesus. And so certainly you can imagine if you were in the crowd, you would see this man who was excluded from society because you believed his sickness was physically contagious. You believed that it was caused by some terrible sin he committed. You believed that if he approached anyone, or much less touched anyone, that a death would take place. And yet he comes to Jesus and bows down to him on his knees and asks to be healed. And Jesus touches him and cleanses him without any conditions. See, it's interesting. He says to Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me clean. What he's saying is, if you're willing to die, if you're willing to become an outcast, if you're willing to risk your life, I know that you can heal me. And Jesus doesn't say to him, I am willing if you change your life. I am willing if you go get rid of your disease first and then come to me. Or I am willing if from this point on you promise to never sin again. He doesn't say any of those things. In fact, he simply touches him and says, be clean. No conditions. This was infinitely more shocking and perhaps even scandalous to see this happen in Jesus' day, even than it is in our own. But there's a lot of application here. The first thing it shows us is that we're all essentially lepers in need of the cleansing touch of Jesus. We may not have a physical disease or we may not have leprosy, but we all have things in our lives that are perhaps even more severe, meaning the problem of sin, whatever things that we struggle with, and we're all in need of the cleansing power of Jesus. But there's a second application here, and that's this. Who are the lepers in your life? Who are the people that you view the way the people in Jesus' day viewed lepers? Are there people that you want to keep at a far distance because you believe that they're too sinful to be with? Are there people that you want to keep at a far distance because you believe they're not qualified to be in your presence, much less in the church? Do you view yourself that way? Do you view yourself as someone who is beyond hope? As someone who is perhaps too sinful for even Jesus to forgive? Whatever the case, this story is good news for you. Because it shows us that Jesus is one who does risk his life to bring the healing power of forgiveness to all. He makes no discrimination geographically. He makes no discrimination socially. The scripture says that in Christ, our citizenship is in heaven. And so Jesus looks upon all of us and loves us, welcomes us into his presence. So that's the first thing that makes Jesus unique, the people he welcomes. But there's a second thing, even more significant, and that's the punishment he suffered. Now, when Jesus cleanses this man, he is thereby restoring him to the community, socially as well as religiously. He's putting the man back in a right standing in the community. But something that we easily overlook in this story is the fact that Jesus touched him, which means that now, in the eyes of the law, he is now contaminated and he must be cast out of the community. And the reality is that's precisely what ended up happening. You notice that it says that Jesus left and then could no longer spend time openly with others, but went to the lonely places. That's because Jesus himself, the perfect Son of God, because he was not embarrassed to be with those who did not seem qualified, he became cast out in our place. And so the punishment that Jesus endured paid for all of your sins, past, present, and future, so that as we trust in him, we, the unqualified, can be in his presence while he is cast out. A few years ago, Shelley and I had the privilege of seeing Chicago in concert. And it's an amazing experience to see these guys in the band reunited. All of the original horn section that they had, the orchestration, of course, vocally, they are just phenomenal, and it was an amazing experience. And at one particular point in the show, they sort of paused, and one of the band members said, "Well, at this point, we want to do something a little bit different." And he said, "Many of you know that we had a raffle before the concert, and if your name was picked from this raffle, you would be invited to come on stage and to sing with us." And so they announced the name of someone who was now invited to come on stage and sing with them. And it was a young girl, probably my age, a little younger. And that doesn't necessarily mean young, I guess, but, you know, younger than the guys in the band. I mean, come on. And so she comes up on stage, and of course the rest of us are thinking, well, you know, she's just going to sing backup or something. But they start playing their beautiful hit, "If You Leave Me Now, You Take Away the Greatest Part of Me." And it starts so beautifully with the strings and the horns, and as soon as the vocals start, it's this woman singing it, and not Peter Cetera or any of the other singers who are so qualified, who made it one of their most beautiful hits. Now, because this is church, I want to be nice, and so I won't say that she wasn't a singer. I will say that as I looked around, most of the people in the audience were doing things like this. It was not great. It was a bit painful. But they made it through the song, and after it was over, all of the guys in the band stood up and gave her a standing ovation and gave her the credit for this song. And I'm thinking, she ruined one of my favorite Chicago songs. What are you doing? And it was fascinating to me to see that here, these guys who had made such a hit of this song were in no way embarrassed by what she had done to the song. In fact, they were including her and glad to welcome her and give her a round of applause. In fact, they receded into the background during the song so that you could barely see them playing their instruments, and the light was on her. Well, you see, it's something even more shocking and more outrageous that Jesus does for this man with leprosy. He trades place with the man, restores him to the place in the community that really is only rightfully given by Jesus. And Jesus himself is willingly cast out. And so when we believe these things, when we really accept this, it changes the way we not only view others, it changes the way we view ourselves, because it means that we are accepted by God. Turn, if you will, to the page one of your bulletin. And I have a brief quote by an author that we've quoted from before, one of my favorite authors, Brennan Manning. He writes this about God's grace. "God's grace calls out. You are not just a disillusioned old man who may die soon, a middle-aged woman stuck in a job and desperately wanting to get out, a young person feeling the fire in the belly begin to grow cold. You may be insecure, inadequate, mistaken, or pot-bellied. Death, panic, depression, and disillusionment may be near you. But you are not just that. You are accepted. Never confuse your perception of yourself with the mystery that you really are accepted. So, among other things that make Jesus unique, two in particular are the people he welcomes, meaning us, and the punishment he suffered for us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.